Here we have a passage in the notebook, and which continues to be written in private, you know, with the inscription private. And fascinatingly, this is Darwin thinking about metaphysics, the metaphysical implications of his theory after he's discovered natural selection. And again, we have the attempt to almost see a draft of the whole theory, its consequences, its largest scope. And we have, again, a reference to universe and planets and suns and it all coming down to can we or can we not see these things governed by laws or by special individual acts? And he's kind of pleading for biology to be liberated from the special creationist because he says that people want to interpret this in terms of special acts. But when we placidly believe the astronomer, when he tells us about the satellites, the savage admires not a steam engine but a piece of colored glass. So let's get it together here. And he's really quite critical in his understanding of human limitation, self-limitation. It's almost as if he thinks this capacity to think in this way, I'm not sure to make exactly of how profoundly skeptical he is about human capacity to grow here. Certainly it reflects his frustration, and you know, he hasn't even published. This is once again evidence of something that might have kept him from published. Of course, look what he's saying. Our faculties are more fitted to recognize the wonderful structure of a beetle than a universe. And for a man who, from childhood or from youth, is an avid beetle collector and now thinks he has a theory that explains the biology of beetles, their ecology, their behavior, their myriad forms, this is telling. In fact, but what is needed here is the capacity to see in a larger sense, to see at the universal scale.